Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
All right, coming to you live from Bar A on this Friday. Good afternoon, everybody. There's a great crowd here on what is a kind of a autumn day today. It is. We've been doing this a long time. I was trying to ask the guys inside how many years. I think we've been here like 20-something years in a row. And this is the first time I can ever remember coming here under this kind of weather. Usually it is crazy hot when we get here. We've had a couple of wild thunderstorms through the years. But I don't remember a day that it's like football weather here today. But it's good to see everybody. Hello, everybody on the Jersey Shore. Good to see you. Thanks for everybody coming out. We have a good show for you. Big Shots here, so Mike Del Judas and the guys are here, so we're glad to see them, and they'll be out in a couple of minutes. We thank Casamigos Tequila for the hat, so I hope everybody got one. If not, I'll throw you some, so we got some here. I got a bunch of them up here, so we thank everybody for that. But again, good to be here as always. Unfortunately, it means that the summer is coming to an end, which it will in another week. And the football season, though, the good part, right around the corner. So it's going to be a good time. And I tell you, if the Mets keep playing like this, we might have two teams in the playoffs this year. I'm sure the Yankee fans are about halfway to panic now after a four-game losing streak. The Yankees lost again last night. And I think, I don't know if there's been a game this year where LeMayu and Urshela both didn't get a hit. Last night they were 0 for 8 with 5 strikeouts, which I don't think has happened in any game this year. But the Yanks have actually, if you didn't stay up late last night, have lost 4 straight games. The A's have been beating the Yankees up for years now. I mean, they have had a very bad record against the A's the last couple of years. The A's are playing well. And now the Yankees go to see the Dodgers in L.A. for the weekend, having lost 4 straight games. The last time the Yankees lost 4 straight games this year was April 9, 10, 11, and 12. So they haven't lost 4 games since April in a row. They've lost 4 in a row now, and they will see both Rio tonight and Kershaw on Sunday. So they'll see some good Dodger pitching. So the Yanks will get tested a little bit. Now, you don't have to worry about the division. Someone asked me today when I'd be worried about the division. This reminds me a little bit of 96 when the Yankees had a huge lead and the Orioles were chasing them. And I said if it gets to 2 games, I'd be worried in the standings. It never got to 2 games, despite the fact the Yankees playing terribly down the stretch in September that year. And the Yankees went on to win the World Series, as we know, that year against the Braves. But right now, it is 8 games over Tampa. Tampa's playing the Orioles this weekend, so they're going to win games. So they could shave a couple of more games off that. But nothing to worry about now. If you're worried about best record, then the Yankees got to get back in action here. They still have a lead against the Astros, but it is dwindling. And right now, the Dodgers do have a better record as they play this weekend in L.A. So the Yankees will play tonight. They'll play tomorrow at 4 o'clock and then Sunday night at 7 o'clock with Kershaw on the mound Sunday night for the 3 games. And then the Mets last night, I don't know where you guys were. I don't know if it rained down here, but on Long Island last night around 8:30, 9 o'clock, it rained like it has never rained before. It rained. If you saw Citi Field, which is about 25-minute drive from my house. It rained so hard last night. We got inches of rain within minutes. I mean, it was unbelievable, the storms we got last night on Long Island. And that's what happened during the Met game, where they just couldn't even finish the game. But the Mets went on to another win last night. They swept the Indians, who were here for a week. They played the Yankees, then they played the Mets. So the Mets continue their winning ways. And right now, they have impressively put themselves in a very good position. Now the Braves come in starting this evening, DeGrom on the mound. So the Mets, who continue winning, are painting an incredible picture. I mean, it's been unbelievable. The Mets have the best record in baseball since the All-Star break. They're 27-10. They've won 13 of their last 14 games at home at Citi Field. They're getting great starting pitching. The only weakness right now is the bullpen, which continues to be a problem. And again, too many games. But if you get enough games like they got last night, where the starters pitch like they're pitching now, and the Mets continue to get clutch hits, who knows what's going to happen. But it's the Braves, and then the Cubbies come in for three more games. So the Mets have six games left on his homestand. They continue to win right now. They start the day a game and a half behind in the wild card. The Phillies are two back. The Mets, who have won five straight, are 67-60. The Cubs are slightly ahead of the Cardinals right now. So right now the Mets are chasing both the Nationals and the Cardinals for the wild card. But they have been unbelievable. 13-14 at home. Five in a row. 27-10 since the All-Star break. So the Mets just continue to win like crazy, which has made this a very interesting late August and September. Now, maybe you watched the Giants last night against the Bengals. The Giants want to win these preseason games this year because they want to. I think it's important for them to have played well in the preseason. They wanted to show off Daniel Jones in the preseason, which they clearly have. But you got to remember, it's preseason. You just have to keep that in, and we'll get a better idea in a couple of weeks when they open up against the Cowboys. If they beat them, then we'll all be duly impressed if they beat Dallas in week one. So that's what's real. But the last night, Jones played well again. He threw the ball well again. The Giants were a little sloppy yesterday. The offensive line wasn't great. Hernandez had against the first-string Cincinnati Bengal defensive line, had a terrible first quarter. He had three penalties called on him in the first quarter. But the Giant offensive line's better. They clearly have a lot of young players who are going to run around, you know, on defense like their hair is on fire. We'll see how they play. Their offense is going to be pretty good. Their defense is going to be a bit of an issue, but we'll see if they can be an improved team, and we'll find out for sure in just a little while, because we are now just 2 weeks away from the start of the season. We have, obviously, it opens up on the 7th. Today is the 23rd, so we're 2 weeks away from the start of the season, you know, so right around the corner right now. So we got a lot to get to today. We're going to have some music. We'll have some guests. We got some other stuff to do. And we will get it all rolling from Bar A right after this. So thanks for coming down, folks.